Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is my time, so let me act like I know. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, No Romance Without Finance. I'm your host, Brother Vernon Muhammad. Peace and blessings to you. Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. I hope you're having a lovely day, because I certainly am. I'm reflecting on how undeservedly kind God is to me, and I'm thankful. So I hope that you're feeling as thankful as I am. We got a wonderful show lined up. You know, I always try to be heavy hitting with these shows that I do, and I hope that I don't disappoint you. I tried to line up a good bunch of people today, so we're going to jump right into it. I want to read an excerpt from our guest. He wrote a book. He's the author of the book. His name is Derek Jibril. He's the author of the book called The Inner Sanctum of Self, An Individual Plan to Access the Favor of Allah, God, Through Theme and Passion, Today, Tomorrow, Forever. Listen to this. This made me think. The benefits of prayer. The benefit of consistent prayers can lead one into the light of amazing favors from Allah, God. I have witnessed this in my own experiences during the first 10 days of writing these themes and many prayers without fail. I have witnessed that my conversations with Allah are more structured, substantive, and meaningful. And it is also important to say that my daily needs of living have been made, as the Quran teaches, straightened. Brothers and sisters, open your mind to the many favors from Allah, God, that you are experiencing in your life. Prayers invite favors from Allah into your life, small and large. The favors that you are experiencing right now are small because your vision, awareness, is small. But when your vision, awareness, grows and your prayers remain consistent, you will find that the favors of Allah have been with you all the time. Here's prayer number 11. O Allah, open up the portals of awareness in my life, both in the spiritual world and the physical world, so that I may be aware of the abundant blessings that you pour on my life daily. You are my benefactor and friend, and I seek your presence every day in my life. My love for you equals your love for me, and it is endless. Ameen. That is an excerpt from the book written by Brother Derek Jibril out of Houston, Texas. Brother Derek, you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my good brother. Ramadan Mubarak to you. Thank you for joining me on the No Romance Without Finance show. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. I'm doing real well. And once again, brother, I want to thank you for having me again on your show to talk about the book, The Inner Sanctum of Self, Accessing the Favor of Allah, God, Through Theme and Prayer, Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. First, I do need to start off with, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his last and greatest apostle. Dear brother, I'd like to acknowledge your other guests also, because they are going to be, or they will be, come the few that is going to continuously keep pushing the Nation of Islam forward. All of us have a story to tell, and all of us have a soundtrack to our lives. The Quran teaches that everything has an appointed turn. Life has an appointed turn. Death has an appointed turn. Success has an appointed turn, and failure has an appointed turn. Nothing lasts forever. However, the condition of the people of God seems to be locked in a perpetual state of stagnation. As we remember the life story on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he worked in the fields of Georgia. And from that experience, Allah took his knowledge of farming and harvesting and applied it to the cultivation of the people. All of us have our own personal experiences that Allah can use to cultivate a nation in terms of harvesting business as well as the needs of a people. This book is a compilation of articles that I wrote at a protracted period of time. But this book is also a companion book that speaks to the human condition. And all of us have problems, dear brother, eternally and domestically. that needs to be addressed so that we can produce the type of lives that was promised to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the dedication pages in the message to the black man, that we will receive on acceptance of Allah freedom, justice, equality, happiness, peace of mind, contentment, money, good jobs, and decent homes. We have reached a point in the history that the Nation of Islam has reached over 80 years of existence in America. In the wisdom of the people, it is said that when you start to really live and become psychologically aware is when you are in your 40s. Now, how long did we have the Honorable Elijah Muhammad amongst us? A little over 40 and a half years of the nation. A little over 40 years. That's half of the nation of Islam's existence in America. Now, here we are nearly 40 years later, searching for what the nation had accumulated when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was amongst us. 2015 will mark the 40th year since the Messenger of Allah had departed from us. And what are we searching for today? Freedom, justice, equality, peace of mind, contentment, money, good jobs, and decent homes. Do you feel free? You can feel true freedom. You can't feel true freedom without economics. I have to ask the brothers and sisters for this Ramadan to join me in supporting the NOI businessmen and women this month through Facebook or other social media. Some of us have responded and some of us just went dead silent. The Quran speaks of a spirit of niggardliness. This spirit must be identified and destroyed amongst our community, not just the NOI community, but black people in general. This spirit of niggardliness, that exists within us when it comes to supporting our businessmen and women. Brother, we got to get a hold on this. From what I understand today, looking at the news earlier, I saw a report today say that there are over 11 million Americans unemployed. Now, you know as well as I do, black people are in the double digits in terms of that number. We must start doing for ourselves.
No doubt about that, my brother. You're absolutely right. I mean, you can't. That's one issue. No matter what topic you bring up, you really can't get around the issue of economics and finance, which is why I named this show No Romance Without Finance. We want to, you know, talk about various topics and subjects, but until we get to the heart of the matter, until we get to the lifeblood that needs to flow through our community, we really can't even properly address the other aspects of life. You know, you can't be
right.
You can't have peace of mind knowing that your lights are about to get cut off and you don't have any food to feed the baby with. You know, it just doesn't.
That's
life
true.
Just won't allow you to have peace of mind and contentment when you have those pressing needs unmet on your back. So you speak
yes,
in
sir.
Pure truth. You know, we have to make a regular part of our culture, not just in the Nation of Islam, but throughout Black America. We have to make economics and we have to make trade and commerce a regular mainstay and a regular talking point for our conversation and what we do to interact with one another. But let me ask you this, brother, because while we got you, I definitely want people to understand what this book is about, where it came from. You say it's a collection of articles. What is the Inner Sanctum? Talk to me about that.
The Inner Sanctum is that portion of you that exists long before you ever in existence. Nobody had to teach you how to do the things that you do automatically, like some as basic as going to the toilet, learning to use your hands, learning to use your feet. That is the inner sanctum of God's power within the human being. It's always been with you. It's always been with me. It's always been with all of us. Right now, right now, I don't know why this thing is going off here, but right now, we can walk outside our door. The universe have always been in existence. There's always been air. There's always been motion. God already put all these things in motion for us. So I think what we call that the autonomic system, don't nobody right. need to get up and tell you every morning to pump your heart. Your heart is already pumping even while you are asleep. Nobody has to push you to move forward. You do that automatically. So the inner sanctum is tapping in to that essence of God that's already there for you, providing for you. The beauty in a book like this is that it's dealing with your everyday functions in life. Everybody has a soul. Everybody knows how to respond whenever the crisis arises. It's all there for you. And if we would tap in to that natural part that exists already within us, all of us will find out that God is given to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including holidays. So you are always in a constant state of receiving. But the problem that a lot of us run into as righteous people and as charitable people is that we don't know how to receive when things are being given to us. And this is why I love the aspect of studying business, because the business, if you have a healthy understanding of it, the business is just like the function or the law, cause and effect, that is constantly going on every day with us. It's always a constant give and a constant take. Whatever you give, the universe will give back to you, and wherever you give to others, the same things happen. Things are given to you in like manner. So when we talk about the inner sanctum of God, we got to start looking deeper into self. And when you start looking deeper into self, you're going to find God as you start finding more about yourself, brother.
You know, what you say reminds me of how important it is to know yourself, know how you function so that you can make sure you're functioning properly. When you go to the doctor, one of the first things they ask you is, are you allergic to penicillin? You got to know about yourself so that you don't bring things into your environment, your atmosphere, that are going to kill you or make you sick or make life worse for you. Business,
right?
You know, it is the activity of life, the give and exchange. That's just a natural flow. I like the terms that you put it in, you know, in the way that you painted that picture. There's a such thing as a flow, and not to get all Star Trek on people or Star Wars on people, but I like the idea of understanding the force and how to use the force. But that's just life. That's just how things in the universe flow. And once we understand our proper orientation to everyone and everything, then it's just a matter of standing on your square, being in your place, and living your purpose, being who and what God created you to be. That's one of the beautiful things about that whole school of thought, and I think you've done a good job in capturing that in your book, The Inner Sanctum. I got a clear idea. I wanted you to just explain it so that the audience understands what we mean by inner sanctum. And the fact that you started in the business, you know, that could never hurt at all anyway. But tell me what was going on in your mind? What sparked the idea to collect all these thoughts? Or when the first one came to you, what was going on in your life that put you in touch with this line of thinking?
Yes, sir. During the time, that book came as an idea. I wanted to have all the believers, since I had a Facebook page, I created a group called the Fatiha Prayer Group, and I went through Instant Messenger and were asking different believers, did they want to become a part of the group, to where we would pray all at one particular hour of the day. of the day, and as the group started about nearly 2 years ago, and every day I would add an article with a prayer, and I started receiving information back from the believers that the prayer was right on time. It spoke into their condition of what they was going through, and so over a year's time, I wrote the articles as well as the prayers, but something miraculously, using that word, happened. The more I kept writing, the more I saw how everything started straightening out in my life, because at the time, you know, like I say, brother, when I started off, we all have a story to tell, and I'm looking back, I'm taking the experiences from 25 years ago since I walked through the door of the Nation of Islam up until now, and I'm looking at how the ups and downs of us as believers go through, the financial hardships that comes about every now and then in our lives, the struggle for balance. I'm looking at how we even have struggled with our children, because you're trying to create a whole nother nation of righteous people in the midst of a bunch of chaos and madness. So therefore, your children go astray. So therefore, whenever you, if you look at the contents in the book, if you know, it starts off talking about the parents, and then it goes into finding balance, and somewhere farther on down the line, it talks about the invisible ones. The Invisible Ones is a very book and an article, and whenever you get a chance, brother, I do suggest you read that, because it's talking about how individual believers could be sitting amongst you within the mosque itself, and even we can relate this to the church, but they are really dealing with some serious issues at home, but they don't want to tell you that. They rather hide it, mm-hmm. and don't say anything to you. You know,
right.
even
that's
though you can help.
Say, you never know what people are dealing with. You know, be careful you respond and react to other people's reaction, because you never know what kind of stress or what kind of pressure they may have in their lives. So before you read them the wrong way or flick off or fly off the handle just because they did this or said this to you, just take that into consideration. Everybody's
exactly.
got something that they're dealing with.
Yeah, one article in the book talks about what is holding us back from the blessings of Allah God. I mean, that is a question. If you're struggling right now financially, you're facing eviction, you're facing some form of hardship, and you have been given within to God in charity all your life, then it's just like that old, I think there was a, do you remember a poem called Footsteps or something like that? To where
yeah,
it said, yes, sir. It's kind of like that. You've been praying all this time, looking for God, but then you look down, then you see nothing but just one single foot, set of footprints. You walking, but then God is telling you, he's been carrying you all this time. And you don't realize, dear believers, dear righteous people, God is a giver. He's a constant giver. Whatever you give to him, he will give it back to you. But you got to be in the mindset to receive it. Prayer is really conversation with God. You having a conversation with him every time you sit down and pray. I don't care. If you don't make ablution, still, if you would just say one little prayer, even if you're driving in your car, pray. If you're at work and you can't get to wash your hand and wash your face and your feet, pray. Stop. Take the time. Say a prayer. And I guarantee you that when you start to commune with God like that, you're going to see a lot of things take place and straighten in your life. Your children will start acting better. Your wife, your car will even start acting better.
I
you got to put forth the action. Yes, sir. You got to put forth the action first. The universe is give and take. Whatever you give is going to come back. Then we got to start doing that. You got to start asking your question. What is holding you back from the blessings of Allah? And I pose this question to all believers. It's not like there's some mystical cut off and on switch that must be tapped into in order to be successful. What is keeping us back? Why are we walking so slow when the Creator is constantly giving to you? You cannot see the billions of atoms that is falling from the sky with the naked eye. But there are billions of atoms that is keeping us alive in the atmosphere, in the universe. But that's how God operates. But you got to be in the mind to receive whatever you give. The favors of God come in small and large favors. Sometimes those small favors, and I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot of those because I'm bringing your attention to something. Because have you ever been, brother, you just said a little prayer, you talking, having a conversation with God in your vehicle, and you just pulled up into a mall, shopping mall. I mean, cars galore. But right after you say your little prayer and talk to God and say, man, I really don't want to park this far back. And then lo and behold, as soon as you come around the corner, then the first lot in the first row come open for you and your car, the one coming up. Well, see, that's a small faith. How many times have you walked down the street and you already know how tight money is right now, and you really need this money. You know, you really need $1, $2. You fell short. And then after you said your prayer and, you know, you've been speaking with God about it, and then you look down, boom, it could go $5 or $10 or $20. That had happened to me. So I know that the favors are real. It's just you got to be able to be in the mindset to receive
them. I like the way you put that, brother. You use the term, these are favors from God. You know, God doesn't, even if they're not big things, major things, just keeping yourself in the flow of when you just need to find a $5 bill, like you said, little things, making sure that the car starts, you know, you have just enough gas to make it to that gas station. You know, you're on the road, you're trying to do the road trip, you might have played with fire, but that small prayer, that small favor is what you need. Lord, help me make it to the next gas station. And you make it right on time. Little things like that. And
it's
keeping yourself
thing.
In the flow are so important. This, now, the book is not just about prayer. I don't want to make it seem like it's one-dimensional. It's about prayer and the power and significance of prayer. But talk about the themes, because when I looked, you know, you've been sharing excerpts on Facebook, and even when, I got on and posted something that was going on in my life, just to, you know, let people know where I was coming from or what I was feeling at the moment. You had something that was right on time. We had a synchronicity moment. You said, oh, today's excerpt would fit right in line with what you said. So you touch on so many different aspects of life. What are some of the aspects of life that you address in the book?
Well, like I said, brother, 25 years of experience, and I mean, I came through the rough side of the mountain. And the hardest thing about us as believers is finding balance. It is the hardest thing that we can do because we have to balance family life. We have to balance work life. We have to balance nation life. It's like there's always never an ending cycle for us. And the only ending cycle that we have would be sleep. And even in sleep, if you are so wedded into these teaching, you even be waking up around about 1 or 2 o'clock or sound up at 1 and 2 o'clock reading and studying into these messages of the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's a constant. And so the way the book was fashioned is that whatever thought I had that day or whatever was going on in my life at the time, then Allah blessed me with the skills and enough to going on at that time, but I would do it in the form of an article. And this is why whenever you read the book, you're gonna notice these are things that you may be either experiencing in your life or actually getting ready to experience. But it's going to hit you wherever you are. It's going to hit you. That's why I made the book very affordable. It's only $3, a $2.99 ebook, $3 PDF. I made it very, very affordable because I want people in India, all the poorest places within the world, to be able to access the book. So I made it very, very economical for everyone to receive it, because I know the value of what it's going to do for everyone who get a hold of this book. I write for Sister Sudan's magazine, The Youth Creation, and she sent me pictures. She sent me pictures where people in Saudi Arabia is reading the book, three young men sent a little message that said Derek Jibril is an excellent writer, and they had the book open reading the article.
Awesome.
And I'm hearing about not only Saudi Arabia, people in the Sudan have copies of this book, of the magazine. And I'm hearing, and I know a sister from Norway has a copy of the book, The Inner Sanctum. So word is getting around, things are spreading, but just like with everything, all the things come in time.
Brother, it's beautiful to have you on. It's beautiful to be discussing this type of subject matter, and it's beautiful to know that this is the fertile ground of our nation is producing such great things. I mean, you just said it. There's something in this for everybody. You tackle such areas as domestic abuse. You tackle areas of parenting, relationships, finances. You got it all in here. So there's something for everybody. Where can people find the book if they're not on Facebook? How can people find out about the book, and where can they get it?
Let's see. For right now, it's being offered as an e-book for now. And it can be purchased through all major e-book chains, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Nook. And for those who don't have a Kindle or Nook right now, if you would instant message me through Facebook at Derek, just type in Derek Jibril and I should pop up. And if you instant message me, I would get the PDF out to you. If you would also email me at djibril1@juno.com, that's djibril.com, I will get that out to you. Right now, me and Amazon, I'm trying to right now presently move the book from Amazon to another company. Amazon decided to hold on to the book for 90 days. I will still receive my royalties, but I am going to move from them because they're not making available the PDF to people. Everybody don't have a Kindle, and everybody don't have a Nook. So we want to get this book into as many people's hands as possible. So if you would contact me direct with those two that I just gave you, go through Facebook, type in Derek Jibril, and instant message me, or send me an email at djibril1@juno.com, then I'll get that PDF out to you.
All right. We're going to make sure that everybody in the audience hears about that. And I want to do my part to make sure I can help you get your work out as far and as wide as we can. So I'm going to give you a page on the Nation's Business Exchange where we can feature your book, and you'll have a permanent link and an actual site of your own so that you can send people to. And that way, you know, we can, if Amazon don't want to do you right, we can forget about them. You know, we know how to make sure distribution takes place. So we're going to make some good things happen, brother. And I'm honored to know you, and I'm thankful to have experienced the goodness that you are producing and putting out. So I thank a lot for you, brother.
Yeah, thank you so much, brother. And just like what you just offered to me right now, that's a favor from Allah.
God is
right
good,
there. Yes, sir.
You put it out there so you can get a return, but you just got to be in the flow. I have no problem putting it out there because I know that something good is always going to come back to me if it hasn't already come back to me. So we just keeping it in the flow, brother. You help me grow strong, I help you grow strong, and together we can rock the world. So thank you for joining me on the show, brother. We are about ready to take a break. And I want to switch over to my next guest. So thank you, Brother Derek Jabril. For those of you who are on Facebook,
thank you for having me, sir.
Look my brother up. He's DerekJibril. Did I get that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you can connect with the brother on Facebook, you got everything that you need. Thank you, brother. We're about to take a little break right now. And when we come back on the other side of this break, we are going to come back with the power and the thunder of Kansas City, Missouri. So,
sir.
Don't you dare go away. This is the No Romance Without Finance show. Hold on 1 second, and we're about to take this break. So, just give me a little bit. No Romance Without Finance show. I'm your host, Vernon Muhammad. Peace and blessings to you. Assalamu alaikum. I want to give you all a word from our sponsor now, our two sponsors, as a matter of fact. You just heard from Brother Derek Jabril in his book, The Inner Sanctum, and that he's got loads and loads of good resources in that book, something for every, he's got a morsel of food for every soul that's out there. So be sure to check back because we're going to have him back on again, and hopefully we can make sure to get some more of his excerpts worked into future episodes of the show because he had something good. Our sponsor for the No Romance Without Finance show is Freedom Paper Company, LLC. For those of you who don't know, we talk about cooperative economics and buy black and all that good stuff. Well, one of the things that we all buy, one of the things that we all use, one of the things that we all need is now being produced, manufactured, and distributed by the Muslims of the Nation of Islam. Bathroom tissue. Freedom Paper Company produces its own brand of bathroom tissue, paper towels, facial tissue, trash bags, and now we're even distributors for printer paper. So everything that you use, we're trying to make it easier to buy black and to spend money with businesses that are from our community and for our community. Cooperative economics is the key. Freedom Paper Company. Freedom is what you deserve. Visit the website, www.freedompapercompany.com, and get your freedom today. We also want to let you know about the Nation's Business Exchange. There are loads of entrepreneurs, businesses, people who offer products and services, and the word is not getting out. Well, we want to establish a presence on the internet. We want to begin to ramp up the marketing of black businesses and service providers. So the Nation's Business Exchange is one of the avenues that you can use to make sure that your word about your business goes far and wide. NOIbiz.net is the website. Check it out. Take a look. And if you think that reaching thousands upon thousands of people all across America is a good thing, then drop a line to the website masters, and we can get you featured on the Nation's Business Exchange. Now, that's a good segue to my next group of guests. Check this out. If I had the opportunity to interview Sister Sledge, I wouldn't just want to interview one of the sisters. I would want to interview all of Sister Sledge. If I had the opportunity to interview one of the Jacksons. You know, I would prefer to interview all of the Jacksons, the Jackson 5, you know. If I was going to interview Run DMC, I wouldn't just want to interview Run. You got to have DMC in there. So we got a wonderful family of entrepreneurs from Kansas City, Missouri. These are the Muhammads. I can say the Muhammads, right, you know, like everybody don't have the name Muhammad. There are actually five of them. It's Brother Carrie, his wife Teresa, their daughters Shanita and Sharice, and their son Bradford. All right, I got all five of them in there. I hope all five are on the line. Are y'all with me?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace and blessings to you. Welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show. I didn't hear
yes,
the stereo. Is everybody with you, or is it just you, brother?
Yes, sir. We're all here.
There's four of us here today. My brother-in-law, Bradford's not on the line. That was the one correction. He's not our son, but we love him the same.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you for correcting that, brother. I thought I was getting the Jackson 5.
he's our uncle, so he's still in there.
All right, good stuff. So welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show. How's everybody doing? And who introduce yourselves so that if you're all going to be speaking, you know, we know who everyone is.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Brother Carrie Muhammad, the father of the two daughters here, my wife Teresa, my daughter Shanita, my younger daughter Sharice. First of all, brother, we'd like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come on your show and express what we have to offer.
Brother, it's wonderful to have you on. I'm excited about the topic of trade and commerce and business in Black America. As we talked to with Brother Jibril, he reminded me of a saying that I heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, business is the activity of life. You know, it's all about exchange. It's all about give and take. Every day, no matter where you are on the planet, somebody is selling something and somebody is buying something, and you all have a unique function in that transaction. So why don't you share with us what you do and what you have to offer?
You want to? Oh, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Basically, what we've developed is an online marketplace for Black-owned businesses / discount club. And what we're desiring to do is expand our market into, first of all, 10 to 12 major markets in the country. As we go nationally, we'll be advertising in each of those markets. What we'd like to do, we like to become kind of like an amalgamation of Amazon, Etsy, Groupon, of that kind of business for Black-owned businesses.
Yeah, just to add, this is Sister Shanita, by the way, Brother Vernon. Just to add to what my father was saying, what sets us apart, or we tried to take on the next level from just a Buy Black campaign, was the powerhouse marketing tool of a discount club. So just like you have Sam's Club, you have your card to your Sam's Club, and only members can go in and see those discounts. Well, that's the same way with the Black Exchange Discount Club. Only our members can go online and see the discounts or take their card into that establishment across the United States and gain an exclusive discount from the Black Exchange vendors.
Got you, got you. So it's a buying club, kind of like a buying club.
Yes, but what we offer to our businesses is an online marketplace for them. So they can, if they don't have an online presence, they can get online and they'll have it'll say blackexchange360.com/ Freedom Paper Company or whichever business that you have. So there you can take that link and you can share it on Facebook and you can put it in your emails. You can put it on your business card, and it gives you somewhat of an online presence, because once they put in that URL, it goes directly to your store. So they can buy directly from that store, or if they go to our homepage, they'll see the full marketplace with all of the vendors or participants that we have listed. So
that
when you go on there,
awesome.
It looks like a shopping mart.
That is great. That is great. And, you know, surprisingly enough, there are still plenty of businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses, as they call them, that don't have a web presence. So y'all are positioning yourselves to make a big dent and a big impact in advancing black businesses. So that's a beautiful thing. What role do each of you play in this? Tell me what it takes to run this kind of business. What do you do, Sister Shanita?
Well, we all kind of... Right now we're at the stage where we all are helping each other do everything. And so we all have a certain expertise. Like I do web design, so I man the webmaster. And then I dabble a little bit in marketing. So those are like my strengths. And then Sharice, you can tell him. Yeah, Sharice is in customer relations. And my father, Kerry Muhammad, he's like, he can sell ice to an Eskimo. Like, seriously. He can go into
my kind of brother right there.
And tell you anything. So he's over sales, and Sister Teresa Muhammad, she's over.
I'm over bookkeeping and management. And anyone, most of us as black women know that as a woman in a house, we are pretty good when it comes down to keeping books and organizing, because we're the first teachers, and the first lesson of that is raising rearing our children. So that expertise fall right in line with what Allah God has given me as an individual.
And I'm going to jump in here for a second also, Brother Vernon. One of the things when it comes to working with the dynamics of a family is, you know, you always have your set roles growing up in a family, but when you start a business, you do have to carve out a space, you know, for yourself. But with us being, you know, in Islam and the nation and being Muslims, you know, that's one of the first things that we set on the table, you know, that way so we can be sure to respect each other, even though we have our separate roles in our family. When we come to the table as, you know, business partners, we come as Muslims, you know, and that way we can have a respectable, you know, meeting. I sometimes play the mediator, you know, because it gets to the point where, you know, we're all talking at once and whatnot, but we do find it easier to work as a family in a business because we have, you know, Islam, you know, the nation and our values set in stone before we came to, you know, the agreement to do this company.
And, you know, one of the things that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan have taught us is to pool our resources, and which is what is better than pooling your resources right directly from your family.
You're absolutely right. I'm looking for, and one of the reasons why I was so excited about having y'all on the show is because I'm doing a series, and oddly enough, it's kind of hard to get people to step up, but I want to feature the people and the believers that are in our nation, the ones who, you know, we're taught this. We were taught this when we started coming through the door. We got to get together. We got to pool our resources. We got to pull together to make something happen, to beef up the vision and produce what we need. And then we'll find out that we can produce what the world needs. I want to show more and more of that. The audience for this show is not just people in the Nation of Islam, you know. They say, I was listening to Tom Joyner, I think it was Tom Joyner, and one of the things that he says on his show is, when you make life better in black America, you make life better in all of America. There's good fertile ground in the Nation of Islam. And, you know, many, many people who aren't in the Nation of Islam who listen to this show may think one thing or another about Muslims, about black people, about the Nation of Islam, but there's so much good and benefit that we bring to the table. So make a friend, you know, you might live longer. We got something good to offer. So I'm thankful and honored to see, number one, y'all just operating like that. There's not enough family-owned businesses that go from generation to generation. I see you all building something that eventually will pass on from, you know, your hands into the hands of future generations for a long time to come. So I'm excited about what you're doing.
That's exactly what we had in mind when we started it, because it was like we were all at a turning point in our lives where we were like, okay, what are we going to do? Because both me and my sister have small children, but they're getting older, and we wanted something to pass down to them when we pass away. Like, I generally, you know, I don't want my child to go and work a job. I want them to know, okay, once I get this age, I'm being the CEO of whatever company, you know, my parents set up or my lineage set up. So we want to leave something to our children, and that's the in the forefront of our brains when we in the forefront of our minds when we created our business.
That is really progressive thought. That's really, I was reading a book called The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and he talks about how, you know, the people who have achieved success in life, you know, he profiles people like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and, you know, what's the difference that makes them successful when there are other people who do what they do. It started out with somebody having a vision enough to make a difference now, so that when they got to a critical point in their life, they would have something to carry on. So that how things like what you're doing get started is of particular interest to me. You know, who came up with the idea? Who pulled it together? And how did all the pieces fall into place?
Mm-hmm. My daughter Shanita spearheaded the idea. She brought us together to talk about trying to do something. And this was about three and a half years ago. And there's been quite an evolution since then. We didn't have a lot of money, so we wanted to provide some type of service to our people, to businesses, to black-owned businesses that would build them up, edify them, and allow them to, you know, be more successful and at the same time create a success for ourselves. So we had some, you know, some variations of ideas on how we wanted to, you know, frame our little marketing / advertising company. It got to a point where we wanted to, you know, just do something locally to begin with and then try to grow from there. But we found over time that we were really thinking too small and that, you know, branching out to a national level would allow us faster growth to be able to break away from these jobs that hinder us and, you know, hold us back, that we might be able to move forward.
That is beautiful. That's so inspiring. You know, one of the things that I hope we can accomplish in doing shows like this is letting people know that it's attainable, being able to maintain yourself and step out, whether you're stepping out on faith or whether, you know, it's just time. You put the plan together, you laid all of the tracks, and now it's time to pull the trigger or, you know, pull the bow back and let the arrow fly. It's possible. It's doable. All you have to do is work your plan, put the system in place, and then go ahead and implement, execute. And I think y'all are doing a wonderful job at that. I want to find out, because it's my passion, you know, I want to hear from Sister Shanita about marketing. Marketing is something that I've been looking into studying since 2009. So what about marketing, the way that Black Exchange does it, is different than just, you know, standing on the corner saying, here, buy what I got.
Hello, like Brother Vernon. Before you get my lovely sister started on marketing, my mother pointed out something that she wanted me to read, and we both found this in the message to the Black man. We were thinking about, you know, what to bring to the table, of course, when it comes to this show. Page 174 of the message to the Black man, the economic blueprint, is the title of the chapter, is the 5 bullet points that we hold true to and rings, you know, strong in our company. Of course, the first one is to recognize the necessity for unity in group operation and activities. Second is to pull your resources, which was, you know, something we really had to do with our family, physically as well as financially. Number 3, which is huge, stop wanton criticisms of everything that is Black-owned and Black-operated. You know, that's a mindset, of course, you know, that we have to break as a community, on tearing ourselves down, tearing each other down. You know, these are things that ring true to our company. We're trying to build each other up. 4, of course, keep in mind jealousy destroys from within. And 5, observe the operations of the white man. He is successful. He makes no excuses for his failures. He works hard in a collective manner. Let me repeat that. He works hard in a collective manner. You do the same. You know, these points that are in the message to the black man, they are ever living and will always be useful. And if we stick to what we're taught, you know, we'll be able to be successful.
And
you know, who
the
fuck it? There's a book called Message to the Black Man with
exactly.
such good, pertinent information in there. That is beautiful. Message to the Black Man in America by Elijah Muhammad.
Page
you don't have
174.
To say it. Page 174. You know, before we get into marketing, point number three, you know, the third point that you raised, that seems like it would be a challenge, and certainly is a challenge for most black businesses. How do you all handle that challenge? How do you retrain our people to stop, you know, just automatically thinking that, oh, black business is inferior or less than or not worth the time? How do you handle the challenges that you face in business?
Well, this is Sister Shanita again, and I guess that it kind of does tie a little bit into marketing, because what I realize about our people is that we like things to be new, and we like it to seem like it's big and established already. So what we came with our marketing plan with online can make you seem 10 times bigger. I heard a story. I went to a conference or a seminar, and this guy said that he had a food truck, but he only had three. But what he did was he sent his sons out, and they all got in their food trucks, and they during the busiest times of the day, they hit different parts of the city. So people were like, oh, my God, I see your trucks everywhere. When it really was only three of them that was working, but it's the perception of how your business looks. So if you what we try to do with Black Exchange is the businesses that come up under us, we want to provide more than just a professional website for them to have and to have an online presence. But we want to also down the line teach them image. Like, we want to bring on image consultants so that they can teach our people, because a lot of times, especially here in Kansas City, you know, you can go into a business and the service and the food or whatever they're selling could be great, but you don't go into the building because of the way it looks. So we don't understand how presentation affects the consumer. Do you understand what I'm saying, Brother Vernon?
Right. I get you. I fully understand you. You're talking about public relations. It's not enough that you just have it's not enough that you just make a good burger. You know, you have to get the idea across to people's minds that, oh, that burger is the one that I want.
Because perception is reality.
What I might add, Brother Vernon, is that most of our people, when it comes down to black businesses, they don't understand, or many of them don't understand, the necessity of advertising. Mm-hmm. The Jews and white people in general, you know, allot a certain amount of their budget specifically for advertising, and we, for the most part, many of us don't, or it's very, very limited. And one of the challenges that we have is inspiring and educating our people through certain campaigns to understand the value of advertising and what it can do for their business. So that's what we strive to drive home to the people for their success.
I saw an infographic recently that was put together. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Hub Pages. I'm not sure, but I can verify that later on. But in this infographic, they talked about of all of the things that businesses can put money into, what produces the highest return on the dollar is marketing and advertising. If times are hard, if business is slumping, the thing to do is market, promote more. And actually, this particular infographic gave a statistic that for every dollar that's spent on marketing, you can expect a return of about $40 to come back in. So marketing is that significant and is that
right.
that important. What's the difference, if I can get you all to chime in together, what's the difference between marketing in sales?
Wow, okay. We went over this before. Let me see how we can put it into words. marketing, I'm trying to, to me, I'm just going to say to me, like I said, I just dabble in marketing. To me, sales is closing that deal. And marketing is piquing the interest and bringing in and wetting the palate of the consumer. So we want to, I think, to marketing is piquing the interest of the consumer, letting them know that we're here, and then sales is closing the deal. That's my just, you know, plain, flat definition of it all.
that makes sense, and I ask that question because if you look in the social space, you look on Twitter, you look on Facebook and other different networks, I noticed that there's a lot of people who are, you know, just shouting what they have, you know, here, buy this, go to this link, because, you know, you can, whatever it is they're marketing, they just all off. I must not be in their demographic because obviously what they're saying has nothing to do with me. You know, they're just shouting out, I got this, buy, here, click this. But that seems to fit in line with what you said. There's sale, there's closing the deal, but you have to start out by opening the deal. So that kind of goes back to the beginning of our conversation. If there's a business that's offering a service or a product or something like that, and the world doesn't know you exist, you can't expect to automatically have sales or see a jump in sales until you lay the groundwork, establish that relationship, and put marketing on the forefront. It's not enough just to put a link up on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. You have to establish a web presence. Hopefully there'll be people who can find you in more than one place, and it will all point back to what you want them to find, which will be on the Black Business Exchange, and will take people directly to, you know, what they're offering. But there's a lot of people who are missing the point, missing the boat of how important and how critical a marketing and advertising wing should be. So I think that of all of the businesses that I could feature, I'm really excited about the fact that y'all are making your presence felt.
Just to add to that, Brother Vernon, one thing that definitely, you know, jumped up to me when Shanita was speaking is that when it comes to, you know, marketing, we have to show the need. You know, a lot of times, like you said, you see the links and everybody's throwing, you know, we call it in customer service, the do you want fries with that? You know, if you ask enough people, eventually someone's going to say yes. But that doesn't mean that you're explaining to someone, hey, this is my product, this is your life, let me show you how it will better your life, how this will, you know, work for you. Marketing is getting that personal touch added to your selling. Selling is the result of marketing.
Good explanation. Thank you for that. That is excellent. Who's that, Sister Cherise?
That would be Sister Cherise, yes, sir.
All praise to you. Well, I was told to treat you very kindly, sister, from a friend of yours in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yes, ma'am. May Allah bless you. Thank you all so much.
Oh, Brother Vernon, I just want to add, because we didn't get to say that, but the best part of our business is that it is primarily free. So for the members, they can go online right now, blackexchange360.com, and we're doing pre-registration right now. So the members, if you want a card or if you want to be able to access the discounts, go online and pre-register for free. The business owners, you can go online and pre-register for free. There's nothing, no cost to add your store. The only thing is we do take a small transaction fee off of each product or service that's sold. The only thing we ask for the business owners to do is to provide an exclusive discount only to Black Exchange members when they list their products or their services. So say you do massages, then you can do 20% off of whatever type of massage, but it would have to be exclusive. So no one else can go and say, I want the 20% discount if they don't have the discount on the Black Exchange card.
Got you. That is very powerful. That's powerful, especially when you take into account, I've always heard it explained in the terms of buying blocks. If enough people get together, then they can go as a group, as a collective, and approach any vendor. You know, they can approach Ford and say, okay, well, what we'd like to do is purchase 1,000 cars, but, you know, we're not going to pay the sticker price for 1,000 cars. But because, as you say, you have that black buying card, that pulls a lot of weight, has a lot of credibility, but you can only get that price and that discount by having that card being a part of that buying block. So I'd certainly get it. Consumers and customers who want to find a bargain and want to find a deal and want good service, if they go ahead and join the Black Exchange, they're sure to find top quality businesses that have something wonderful to offer that will meet their needs, and they'll be able to get it at a good price. So I think y'all are offering something that is way too good to pass up. What's the website?
Okay. The website is blackexchange360.com. And we're also in the works with setting up a referral program. So if you know any businesses that we don't have on there, you might be able to make a little bit of money. So keep watching out for that.
So I was just about to ask what the future of Black Exchange is. So y'all even have an affiliate program about to be built in.
Well, you want to talk about?
Well, yes, a referral program. We don't want to delve too deep in it at this point, but eventually, as you were talking about the future, and we made mention last night, and it's something we talked about in the past, desiring to accumulate enough like-minded individuals to start our own credit union. You know, it only takes a certain amount of members to do that, and we can begin to finance and fund, you know, the businesses that we're working with, and you know, the youth, the young entrepreneurs that are coming up that need assistance like that.
And also with we not only want to do the for profit, but we want to have a nonprofit side where we give back to our community. And some of the ideas that we had were programs for the youth, or as they're going through, I mean, not college, through high school, they can go and they can learn how to be entrepreneurs, so we can have that skill set. I have that on there, and on our website also available some classes that you can take and just resources. So we not only want to go ahead and send you off into the world with our website, but we want to teach you how, or teach up-and-coming businesses how to be the best that they can be and how to have maximum exposure and revenue.
That is, y'all are just blowing my mind. So when you talk about business, when you talk about trade and commerce, it's not just about selling. It's not just about getting the sale. There's you have to develop and become skillful and masterful in this field, in whatever your chosen field is. So the educational component, what's there for business owners and how to improve and do more business. It's more than just a place to advertise, if I'm understanding you all correctly. There's going to be loads of resources and benefit that comes along with the association. Whether you're a business owner and you get in, you can advertise and have another way to market, but there's more benefit coming in. And if you're a consumer, there's also things you can benefit from. Am I right in understanding that?
Yes, sir. And up-and-coming entrepreneurs that want to learn and that want to learn how to start a business, you know, we can help them out and then put them on our website.
Right.
Awesome. Now let me talk to dear mother, Sister Teresa. That's what I'm like.
Oh, well, thanks. No, I was wondering. I was wondering when you were going to call on me. I was a little curious about your title of the show, Romance Without Finance.
No romance without finance. Get that right now.
No romance without finance. There you go.
You were wondering where that came from?
Yes, sir.
That's marketing.
I love that. I love the title, because you know we're taught to do for self, and when you look at the meaning of romance in the dictionary, it describes the expression of a pleasurable feeling or the emotional attraction towards a person or a person or associated with love. But when we look at what the Quran speaks, the Quran doesn't have the word love in it. It speaks on duty. And as a black family, as well as a black nation, it is time for us to get up and do what we have to do as far as doing for self. And this is one of the things that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan has been speaking on time and time and time again on Saturday as the time of what must be done.
You're right on point. You're right on point. And that whole, you know, we think about romance, you think about all the things that you like about, mm-hmm. you know, life, business, whatever the case may be. And a lot of people have misconceptions about this whole do for self, be your own boss, you know, start business. Business, being in business for yourself is not as glamorous as it appears to people who aren't in it. It's tough stuff, and it's not for the faint of heart. So that's
right.
what the title of the show really is about. When you talk about finance, even if you're just talking about home economics, just get your personal finance together. It's not all glitz and glamour. You know, you got to face the tough issues and handle the tasks that nobody really wants to handle. So that's why the title of the show is No Romance Without Finance. Let's put the focus and the emphasis where it needs to be, which is why I came to you at this point, because without the, forgive the use of the term, the bean counter, without the use of the person who's going to handle the books, be the accountant, keep the numbers straight, make sure that the proper amount of fuel is in the tank, the business will quickly and surely die. So how was that experience for you? Did you easily fall into doing that aspect, the accounting for a business, and what did you need to learn in order to be successful at that?
Well, most of the training that I have had is pretty much on a lot of jobs that I had as far as management, between managing restaurants and so on like that. But from the beginning, see, I was a young mother like many of you, many of the young women that you see today, having children at a younger age. And automatic at the age of 14 years old, you know, they had job training for the youth. And I used to work for a, this company was a conscious objective was against the Army and the Navy. Well, any service in that aspect. But I used to bring my daughters to work with me. So in the beginning of my childhood, as you would, because I was a child, growing up and raising two girls at that time on my own. My husband that we speak of today, I was blessed to be united with him as the years have came. So Allah has put him in my life and helped raise the girls at an early age, 8 and 9 years old. But to make a long story short, most of that came from a lot of us as mothers, our parents have passed us how to manage and budget the household, how to live within your means. Those key points that many of us as black people tend to forget about. So on top of being in the job marketing and so on like that, so it just came pretty much naturally.
Right.
Pretty much that. I can't escape that. I wanted to point another, when you were saying how we set example, it's not always easy when it comes down to working with family. But family, you know, the minister speaks on family is the basic unit of civilization. And we struggle every day to make sure that we put that on the forefront for the next generation, which is my husband and I, grandchildren. And that's really important to me. Family is very important to me. So anything I can do to not only support our immediate family, but the black family abroad, Allah has, like the brother before us, he was saying that, you know, your purpose, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches that we all have an aim and a purpose in life. And as you grow and develop and get older and so on, you start finding out what is that aim and that purpose and expanding yourself. So that's pretty much that, brother.
All right, all right. And here's what I'm going to do, okay? Sister Teresa, you got to bear with me. It's time for everybody to drink some water or something like that. So I'm going to ask you a question, Sister Teresa, while everybody else drinks the water. While I'm asking the question, you can drink your water, and then you'll answer the question. I'll drink my water. So.
It's only 7:45 here.
Right. I forgot that y'all were behind. Okay.
Right.
Well,
right.
Let me ask you this question, and while you answer this question, I'm gonna drink me some water.
Well, have mercy on that. No, he gulped it.
I won't gulp in the phone, okay? But I'm gonna ask you this question real quick. No. How long would your business last if you didn't tackle finances and bookkeeping? And what do you use to do you use software or use the old school, just use an Excel spreadsheet? Or how do you do the management that goes along with business?
Well, one of the things we're taught to be right down in modern times in the Nation of Islam, so Excel as well as some of the basics that we have been given through our schooling and the job marketing. So it's pretty much Excel.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to say about, you know, like when Mom was talking about having your natural, you know, abilities and, you know, God-given gifts. You know, when it comes to building a company around family, you learn to hone in on the specifics of what somebody is good at or someone's good at. And my mother will pack the world, and you will never know she had it. You know, if we're going on a trip, that's the one you want to pack your car. You know, if you need something, go to her because she has it. And you don't know she has it. So organization is one of the strong points that my mother has. So having that, she's able to keep track of, you know, all of the little details that normally, you know, us go-getters, you know, the ones, me and my sister, we're kind of fast. We want to get out there. We want to do this. We want to do that. And she comes in and, you know, picks up the pieces. She comes in and puts it where it belongs. She comes in and makes sure, oh, did you forget this? Or did you remember this? And, well, wait a minute here. You know, she's that person. So even in a company or in a business, you know, she is a mother. You know, that is what she does. We all are, you know, well, all three of us women are. But that's one of her strong points. You know, she has that. My father, you know, he's the man. He's the man in the business. He's the father of the house. You know, when it comes to going out in the community, he has that FOI spirit, so he's able to, you know, come in and like she needs to say, sell ice to an Eskimo. You know, he can make you see what you need, you know. So he has that as a father. He has that as, you know, the male of the company. My sister and I are 2013, you know, generation. So we have the knack to, you know, get online. We know how my sister's, you know, a whiz when it comes to teaching herself anything that comes to do with, you know, electronics and websites. And she's self-taught. I'm so proud of my sister,
aww,
you know. I'm so proud of her for what she's been able to accomplish, you know, just with the God-given will that she has. You know, I'm a people person. I'm, you know, out in the social industry. I'm kind of artsy, fartsy. You know, I'm the one that, you know, if they want to put a face out there, throw Sharice out there, you know, that we all have our strengths. And so when it comes to the dynamics of a business, if you're wanting it to succeed, you have to fill all the holes. My uncle, he's a critical thinker. He will find things that you would have never thought to ask, and then we have to tackle that. So, you know, we are blessed in enough to have, you know, the nation, you know, to teach us how to hone into our own, you know, gifts that Allah has, you know, blessed us with and use it. You know, we have to, that's the only way you'll be successful is to remember where your gifts come from and remember to give, you know, the glory to Allah and use it to benefit yourself and your people.
I think that was very,
you know, that's beautiful.
Good.
Bearing witness to what you just said, I can recall taking a management type of course, and they talked about the care Model of Management, C-A-R-E. They said in any effective team, there are four major types of players. And they use C-A-R-E to represent those types. The C is the one who creates, the creative type. They come up with the idea. Somebody has to, you know, get this thing to jump off. So somebody says, I got a great idea. We can do this, we can do that, we can do the other. The creative type. You got a creator. Then you have an advancer. There's somebody who has to pull all of the strings together, pull all the players and pieces together, and make sure that they have enough buy-in from everybody who would need to be included in order to make the creative idea fly. So that's the advancer. Then you have the refiner. This is the one that people don't like, and it sounds like it's your uncle, the critical piece. The refiner pokes holes and tells you. It's also known as the naysayer. They poke holes and they let you know everything about why it won't work. Or really what they're letting you know is what you need to shore up so that it can fly. They're very necessary to any successful team. And then you have the executor, the one who takes the ball, runs with it, and implements the idea. So you just verified what I probably paid way too much money to learn.
You know, one thing, just think about the dynamics of a family business, and it is hard because you're content with the person, or you're
comfortable.
You're too comfortable with the person, so sometimes we have to learn to set up professional boundaries with each other. And then every time we came together, it was like, okay, our conversation evolved into business, and we didn't really. It was 24/7 Black Exchange, and we didn't have there was no separating, and sometimes it still is no separating. But what I would have to say is, out of anybody to be successful with, the people that I would want to be successful with is my family.
Exactly.
So like, once it's no better feeling than going out there, and when we go to different revenders at different shows and whatnot, getting money or signing up people and doing that. And once we get done, it's like a high end, but we can experience that together. Like, look what we did. We connected with all these people together. So it's no better success than with your family.
Well, I tell you what, I heard that, and I'm looking at y'all and listening to y'all, and all I can say is, wow, they're cool. Y'all are awesome. It's a blessing to know you, and it's wonderful to know the wonderful work that y'all are doing. I pray that you all are blessed with success. Brother Carrie, I want you to wrap it up for us, because we're getting into the last 10 minutes of the show, I think. We got the last 8 minutes, so we got to wrap it up. Give us a synopsis on what hold on. I think we got one caller who wants to weigh in on the subject. I'm going to bring in a caller from 913. We only got a few minutes, so who is this? Welcome to the No Romance Without Finance show. Your mic is open.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Khalifa. I just wanted to thank my brother for inviting me to hear the show, and I never knew of your show, so I will be a listener every week, because it's so important for us to listen to these shows that help inspire us and encourage us. And I can only speak very highly of the company, because I use the services, the branch where they make the website. And Sister Shanita, she was highly professional, and she just blew my mind how she got my website ready in less than a week. Matter of fact, I had to wait 2 or 3 days before I got her money to her. She did it so fast and so professional. So I really appreciate that, and I double thank you for letting me know about your program, because I listen to Elevated Places, I listen to the Blog Talk, Nation of Islam, Ministry of Agriculture, and I will put you down. Is that every Sunday at 6:30?
Every Sunday, 6:30 Central Time.
Yes, sir. Well, you got a listener, and I'll be there, and I'll spread the word. And to my brothers and sisters with the company, Allah bless you and keep up the good work. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, dear brother, and welcome to the Nation's Building Network. No Romance Without Finance show is one of the shows on a network of shows that broadcast just about every day. So we always have something good for you. So keep tuned in. Brother Carrie, I wanted to ask you, to number one, wrap it up, you know, we got to let people know where to contact you, give them the website address again. What is the Black Business Exchange? And then I have a question for you, since you can sell ice to an Eskimo.
That's Black Exchange at BlackExchange360.com.
Yeah, everything,
okay.
All is on there.
Yes, sir.
Got you. So BlackExchange360.com, and if they wanted to email or get in contact with you, the address is what?
Info at BlackExchangeKC.com. But everything is on the website, so they can go on there, click the contact page, and send us an email, and do it that way if they want to as well.
Got you. All right. That is it. That is almost the end of the No Romance Without Finance show, but I have one last question for Brother Carey. Brother Carey, since you can sell ice to an Eskimo, can you sell water to a whale?
Brother, you kind of caught me off guard on that one. First of all, I really want to thank you. We appreciate you allowing us to come on your show, and I also wanted to thank the brother that came before us to help set the tone for the show. And my daughter was making mention of being successful with your family. Well, in the nation, we're all a family. And we have the greatest desire to see all of our nation successful. You and everyone we come in contact with in the nation. So we definitely have a strong desire to work with those of like mind in the nation, as well as the broader community.
Brother, I wanted to tell you, my husband, for 22 years, he sold me married.
That's a testimony right there. Joining me, we are at the end of our broadcast. I want to thank you all for listening. Those of you who are not catching it live or checking the archive, those of you who are listening, please make sure to share the link, send it out there. Marketing does work. We passed the word on. You heard it live right here. New person said they're going to keep on coming back. So word of mouth is some of the best advertising you can do. Thank you for joining me on the No Romance Without Finance show. Tune in on Tuesday. The Nations Building Network is going to feature Brother Jihad Muhammad and the final call. No. Brother Jihad is not going to be doing his show. He does the On the Front Lines with the Fruit of Islam. I guess you'll hear a rebroadcast because he's going to be out for a few weeks. But we also have Sister Gidget, who does her show on Thursdays. The Nations Building Movement, building stronger communities, families in our nation. And we have so many shows lined up. I think there's the Putting on the New Man Study Group, which takes place on Fridays, where we go over the time and what must be done with student Mr. James Muhammad from Florida. On Saturday, we have Young, Gifted, and Black, which features young, new, clean, good talent that's coming out of our youth today. So loads of good stuff that the Nations Building Network has to offer. Stay tuned, and I will see you again or hear you again next Sunday on the No Romance Without Finance show. Peace and blessings, y'all. Don't hurt nobody.